We're talking Dr. Giggles, and I don't know, I kind of like this movie. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
And we hate movies.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Sometimes that is better.
Zombies have entered the building. They're at the door. They're coming in.
It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
You sick fucks. You've seen one too many movies.
Nah, Sid! Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for tuning in. As always, this week on the program, R.I.P. Larry Drake, man. It's Dr. Giggles from 1992, directed by a fellow named Manny Coto.
Manny Coto.
Manny Coto. It sounds like Manny Cotta.
Director of Cover Up.
Oh shit! Yeah,
it's, which cover up is this?
This is not
the
moon landing,
the Dolph movie.
One of
right?
my top five oh. Dolph movies, I would say.
Oh wow,
Dolph movies.
Oh, yeah, of the Dolph starring movies. Not that he's in. I mean, there's a bajillion of those, but of the ones that he leads, that's like top three maybe.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wanna say.
Oh yeah,
I forgot my notes at work, so and I read the Wikipedia plot summary. It was riddled with spelling errors.
Are you shitting me?
And
man.
Actual downright inaccuracies. Whoa. Or just inaccuracies.
Did it say things like Larry Drake is the greatest actor that's ever lived?
No, then that would be an accuracy. An accuracy. No, it was, they say that, whatchamacallit, her stepmother is just her dad's girlfriend. I mean, like, what are we talking
Come
here?
Come on, guys? Let's fucking wake up, Wikipedia. You know,
yeah, seriously. And they shorten him from Dr. Giggles to just Giggles throughout the saying, you know what? No.
Come on. Well, yeah,
no, that's what.
Wait. Listen, to be fair, he didn't go to medical school, right? He didn't actually go.
He's not a legit doctor, but also his name isn't Giggles.
Exactly. Yes. It's Rendell.
That's his nickname. Yeah, I guess his nickname is Dr. Giggles.
All the historical inaccuracies on Wikipedia, this is your pressure point.
This is what the hill I will die
this
on.
This is the one, okay.
Fix the Dr. Giggles page, ladies and gentlemen.
And while you're at it, Wikipedia, fix that fucking cause of starting World War I. That's been wrong for years.
Yeah, and you know, you might as well also pepper in that Franz Ferdinand was probably Secundus.
Oh, kind of get that going. That'd be
Abraxas
funny.
Went back in time to kill him.
Oh no, I started World War I.
The black hand. It was supposed to be a gag. Now I'm fucking it up. Oh, I ruined the world.
Yes, I am a cardinal. Yes, I'm a Franz Ferdinand. Certainly not Secundus.
So this movie, much like Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, starts with a quote I didn't need.
Yeah, from Hippocrates.
Hippocrates?
Hippocrates is probably closer. I was using the Bill and Ted pronunciation.
Hippocrates!
Yeah, I was just saying Hippocrates.
Nobody needs it. Nobody cares. Just start your stupid movie, man.
Yeah.
Don't try to fucking class it up with a Hippocrates quote.
This movie doesn't have a lot to do with clubbing, so maybe we move on.
Yeah.
I was pretty surprised by this, the CG sequence of the blood going to the heart, and it actually didn't look as bad as it could have.
It shockingly didn't, especially for like 1990s, like early CGI.
Are you fucking serious? I thought the magic school bus was about to pop up every fucking minute.
Oh, come on, Cabin.
That is really unfair, Chris, because like Phantom Menace was just was a few years away.
Sure.
And it is worse. It is somehow worse.
Well, I didn't see the Metachlorians traveling through.
That's what this was.
The Peter Gabriel world that they've got here.
Once we get an editorial staff, we will do the best blood CGI blood in movies.
Thank you.
And Osmosis Jones, I don't know where that fits on this ranking.
It's below.
I must bring it up again. It's my job to do this. The end of Blade.
Oh, right. That is your job. Right.
The blood.
This reminds me of like the opening of an X-Men film, though.
Yeah, it does. It
and doesn't...
From time immemorial, there have been Dr. Giggleses.
Welcome to the Giggleses. Isn't there also Fight Club starts like that?
Yes, it does.
Yes.
I'm just thinking of Tommy Lee Jones as an elderly Dr. Giggles trying to recruit a new one.
Oh, yes.
Agent Giggles.
I have to retire now. You're going to be the new Agent Giggles.
Oh, man, you got to, like, operate on, like, aliens. Like all, and not, like, you know, Dr. Giggles operate as in, you know, unnecessary murder. Surgery.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be just Dr. G at that point?
Oh, right. Dr. G and Dr. J or something.
Right.
Like that.
Oh, that's dumb.
What does J stand for? What's, like, a... What's
Dr. Giggles?
That was,
a,
I mean,
he's a fucking liposuctionist.
To be fair, Larry Drake could have also been Dr. Jiggles. I'm not, you know what, man. Hey, also, I think there's some, like, you know, license going on with Dr. Giggles because nobody says Dr. Giggles in the movie.
Oh, right, really?
Yeah.
I think in the asylum, after he operates on the nickname.
It's his nickname. Wait, in the hospital.
They say it once in the fucking cold opening of this movie and then never again?
They say they don't actually know his name. They just know him as Dr. Giggles.
Oh,
and
you're right.
I guess they didn't know where he came from. Yeah. They didn't know he came from this fucking haunted town.
Apparently, they didn't talk to anybody in his home fucking town since everybody knows his name.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to know who this guy is.
And also, like, that's not a good treatment strategy, okay, Dr. Giggles? Here's your medicine. Like,
stop calling me that.
That's it. You're gonna make somebody into Dr. Giggles and keep calling him Dr. Giggles.
Oh, come on, little Mr. Kill Your Mom. Why don't you talk to me a little bit, Mr. Kill Your Mom?
So this movie starts. Dr. Giggles is performing surgery on a clothed man, and I think I saw a Junior Mint fall in this guy's chest hole.
It'd be great if Kramer was hanging around Dr. Giggles.
Well, it's amazing because you don't know, A, why does a mental institution have an operating theater?
That's a good question.
That's a very good question, actually. I didn't even think about that.
Lobotomies, maybe.
Oh, right. Of course. And what common. With the electroshock, you could maybe... I'd watch that.
Oh, yeah?
Electroshock therapy, you'd watch that?
Yeah, why not?
Like, I mean, if they had a TV channel, you'd just tune in?
I watched this movie.
Zapping Brains.
I watched, Nuki.
Requiem for a Dream has an electroshock sequence.
It's also got ass-to-ass dildo scene, too.
Twofer.
Imagine Dr. Giggles had that. Now we got a movie.
Oh, my Lord.
Now it's a motion picture.
Dr. Giggles, Dr. Jiggles go both in at it.
Wait, no, Dr. Jiggles is... he's a... oh, my God. What do they call the ass doctors?
Proctologists.
There you go.
Oh, no, so it would be...
Man, license plate.
So it's the late Larry Drake, and I do apologize.
Yes. The late, great Larry Drake.
And Cliff DeYoung going ass to ass.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh. Something tells me Cliff DeYoung wouldn't want that.
Oh, yeah. Are we casting Cliff DeYoung as Dr. Jiggles?
Oh, well, he's in the movie.
No,
well,
I'd rather a Charles Durning as Dr. Jiggles. Jesus Christ.
I would old, not rather, thank you.
Old country doctor getting the guy who taught
Giggles everything.
Oh, right.
Okay. I taught him everything he knows.
The Dread Pirate Roberts type.
Now that no one's listening, let's go leave.
Okay. Yeah. Door shut.
just leave this running.
Footsteps. Let's just narrate what we would do if we weren't doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, smoke weed.
That's illegal.
Yes, it's true. Water drinking, on the other hand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Too. Chugging.
Well, like...
ass chugging? Isn't that a thing? Kids
that
do that.
Butt chugging.
Butt chugging. What is that about?
It's when you shove, like, a bottle of vodka up your ass and then, squeeze it on in there. Because apparently drinking is for
and
losers.
Then, and then you, like, shove a whole whole lime up there afterwards? No?
Yep, a whole lime.
Cut in half.
I don't think it's liquid specific. I don't think... one thing for vodka and one thing for water.
Yeah, you just
butt chugging.
Yeah, it gets you fucked up, man.
Yeah.
I never been.
Hey, man, I'm not saying anything. It just gets you fucked up.
You got plenty of years ahead of you, Eric.
So Dr. Giggles breaks out of this insane asylum.
Mm-hmm. So it's a really bloody... And he cuts this other guy's throat, right?
Big time.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. Well, good gore, but you can tell that somebody had a heavy Dr. Giggles-esque scalpel to this to get the MPAA in line.
I guess that was what our good buddy Manny Coto was talking about on some podcast I don't listen to. I think it was on the Tribune they mentioned this.
Yes,
that,
yeah.
I guess the movie got cut to ribbons.
But you could just tell. Like, I didn't even know that last night, but I was like, oh, somebody had to have that.
How about a fucking Dr. Giggles director's cut? Is that out of the question?
That would be amazing.
Manny, what do you think about that?
I think the footage burned, like the original Greed prints, and it was lost.
You know what? Do what they did when they played Greed on AMC and just put a bunch of fucking, like, just photo stills in place of it.
Gore.
We'll make this 9 hours long somehow. So then we cut to the suburban town of where the fuck? What is this town called?
May something or other.
Yeah, it's got some weirdo name.
Well, I'll tell you what Wikipedia says, but you can't, don't quote me on it.
Yeah, no, I know. Lord knows if they're going to be correct or not. We meet
Morhigh.
Morhigh.
Wait, Morhigh. Okay.
The state of Morhigh?
The state of Morhigh. It sounds Morhigh. Like some fucking Mormon thing.
It should be like, no, like Morhigh University, and there's some like crusty old dean that's there and stuff.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You get the Dr. Giggles off of this Morhigh University campus immediately.
And you students stop butt chugging in Morhigh. You're getting Morhigh.
what I appreciate about this movie, first and foremost, we are talking a Richard Linklater-esque one-night-only presentation,
mm-hmm.
Which I think plays to this movie's advantage a little bit. It's your classic, like, Halloween or most Friday the 13th eventually get into that one-night-only kind of thing.
I think it's a better move. Like, it would be hard for Dr. Giggles to operate day in and day out. Because I remember, like, hey, you want to go check out that big creepy house, right? That's where that other creepy doctor not 20 years ago did
the exact same thing. If you're saying if he gave them time to like build a case.
Yes,
well,
exactly.
Yeah, there's no talk of a statewide manhunt after this guy killed three people at this asylum.
Actually, yeah, he kills people at the asylum and then he releases all the
inmates.
Yes. So there's a lot of people to round up.
You know who else did that? Michael Myers.
Mm. Oh, weird.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's odd that they would be similar like that.
I think that's why there's no like psychiatrist hot on his trail in this movie, because then it's just Halloween with a shitty fake doctor.
Just flash me a case. Like, it,
flash you?
I mean,
all right.
Cliff D. Young.
Check this out, big boy.
Ooh. Like, you don't even put him in this role instead and have him, like, be
Cliff D. Young playing Dr. Giggles?
A sheriff outside the town.
Sheriff,
occasionally,
sheriff
every
Giggles?
Once in a while, he has to be called and be like, hey, he killed somebody. And that's it.
That's not a bad idea. Because the law enforcement in this movie is fucking pathetic, including one gentleman officer who keeps walking around with a San Francisco 49ers cap on.
I will say that the young officer who almost is the hero of the movie and should be the hero of the movie.
Officer
and
Joe something or other.
Yeah, is actually like the only one on the... There's some like bizarre almost cover-up for no reason. Like the chief who is played by the guy who almost gives George a job at the bra factory.
Yes, yeah. Mr. Farkas?
Yes, Mr. Farkas. There's like a cover-up. There's like, oh, you know, nothing's going on in this town. Everything's fine. And it's like, well, no. Like, and investigate.
In this scene, did you guys notice how this chief of police was eating his Chinese food?
He was trying to use chopsticks on fried rice.
He couldn't use it at all.
That was a nice... You know what? That guy who also played Mr. Farkas, that was an actor's choice.
Oh, you think so?
You could listen to that guy talk for 57 minutes about that.
Oh, really?
Did anybody look at the IMDb as to what this guy's character's name is?
Oh, no.
Magruder.
Magruder. Oh, that's
really?
No, Magruder's the guy with the 49ers cap, but yes, Magruder.
And the other one is Arise? John Arise or something like that?
John Arise?
Yeah.
That would be a good Dolph movie.
John Arise.
John Arise.
Oh, okay.
I'm John Arise.
I'm kind of like Jesus.
Just like the sun, I'll come up tomorrow.
So we cut to a high school, and school's fucking out for, I guess, the summer.
It looks like the summer. Wikipedia.
Alice Cooper didn't tell me either way, but I was assuming it was out for the summer.
There's some banner for a summer bash. As if I have to come back to school for a party after I'm out of school.
Fuck that, dude. Let's just find a field somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the gymnasium. No thanks.
And it's Holly Marie Combs of Charmed fame. Mark. No, that's his actor's name.
The dude who was Mark on Roseanne and he was Doyle on Angel, R.I.P.D. I don't remember his name, but he is the boyfriend in this situation. Then we have Sir Dougie Doug as a friend who lasts 5 minutes.
Glenn Quinn is that kid, the other guy's name.
Yeah,
not enough Dougie Doug. You give me Dougie Doug in a movie.
Dude, I was fucking bumming, man, because I watched this movie one time before seeing it last night for the show. It was back in the early days of WHM. I think we did this as like show research. And there was one too many glasses of water that evening, and I didn't really remember anything, including the fact that Dougie Doug was in this movie. Now, that was a nice little credit surprise.
Guys, where would I know Dougie Doug from?
Cool Runnings, for one.
Okay.
I think he's Operation Dumbo Drop.
Yeah, I believe he's in Operation Dumbo Drop.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the fourth
menagerie.
Guy.
I'm sorry,
dude. You get Dennis Leary, Ray Liotta, and Danny Glover in a movie with Dougie Doug. That's a fucking acting menagerie right there.
That's
of course,
true.
Of course, it's true.
It's kind of like a David O. Russell movie.
You get with Spike Jones in there, then it's definitely a David O. Russell movie. Now, I feel like I'm missing something big for Dougie Doug, and I want to just look it up real quick. Not to be confused with Dougie Jones.
Isn't he
Cool Runnings jogged my memory.
Isn't he Vampire in Brooklyn? Isn't he
is
the
a Vampire
Renfield
in Brooklyn, yeah.
or something?
He's exactly that.
He's in potential future episode Eight-Legged Freaks with fucking David Arquette. But I think, you know, like Cool Runnings was kind of his big thing. He was probably on some television shows. Oh! He is, of course, in Class Act with Kid and Play.
Oh, boy.
Classic film. Yeah, you're right on Operation Dumbo Drop, by the way.
Yes.
And, wow, an episode of Diagnosis Murder where he plays Dougie Doug.
And I got to say, Class Act is a pretty good movie.
I like Class Act quite a bit. Movie. Yeah. So we're not going to do Class Act. Put your fucking
House Party, maybe. I don't know.
So he, not enough Dougie Doug. He's the first to go, which is kind of, you know, that horror movie thing. Him and his girlfriend.
If you discount all the bodies at the asylum,
that's a good point.
He severed some guy's
the
limbs.
Chris, he's the first actual character to go, I guess, right? Because they're developing this
menagerie.
Menagerie of teenagers, of course. Man, you just saw that Star Trek episode for the Nexus, and you're just going on and on about it.
I was listening to the episode, finally.
So he's the first, like, true victim in a way, because, you know, you need teen victims. At least I do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so basically, I mean, they have this thing. Holly Marie Combs, who is our main character, has a heart condition.
Right. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with the Denzel Washington movie.
Yes, no. Exactly. Which everyone always thinks about.
Well, you don't know. She could have that tape. It's 1992. It's probably out by now.
She's going home to watch Heart Condition.
She's fucking... Dude, listen. She's got 1 day left on a 3-day Blockbuster rental, and she's got to fucking watch Heart Condition.
Cliff DeYoung, big Bob Hoskins fan.
Is that right?
Yeah. Also, why is she going to the last day of school if she has an appointment with her heart surgeon? Like, you know what? That's a day off. Sick day. Sorry, Dad.
Yeah, you're not getting anything done on the last day of school anyway. The least you can do is just go to your heart doctor without anything else bothering your schedule.
Well, how else are you going to sign yearbooks?
That's a great point.
Yeah,
well, you know
social
what?
Obligations.
But you don't want to be presumptuous in her case, though. You write something like, see you over the summer. Then she goes to this heart doctor and, you're not seeing shit.
That's true.
You should always put maybe. You should really always say maybe see you over the summer.
There's a part here when we're being introduced to the town, and it's like, so there's a creepy old house, and that's where Dr. Giggles grew up. And there's this nosy neighbor who lives across the street from the haunted house. And did you guys catch the name of this lady's dog?
No, I missed it.
Erica.
Yeah.
She's like, come on, Erica. And I was like, that's not a dog's name.
Well, it's kind of funny. Sometimes it's funny to give animals people names, right?
Does anybody recognize this lady?
The
landlady from The Mask who gets a heart attack.
Oh, no.
When The Mask animates.
Does his thing.
Does his
thing. So she's always playing a put-upon lady.
The first victim of
The
Mask.
The first victim of The Mask.
I also think her doctor was a tulpa created in the Black Lodge because he looks exactly like Kyle MacLachlan.
he does.
It's just like, are you sure you're not Dougie Jones?
He's like Kyle MacLachlan getting stung by some bees. Not a whole bunch of bees, just some bees. Mm-hmm. Just a few select bees.
And his hair treatment isn't as good.
No, that's absolutely
true.
And
it's weird, when he dies at the end of the thing, he just turns into a little gold seed at the end.
Yeah.
That was wild, dude.
I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, well, and then that lady put the ring on with the little green gem in it. She disappeared. So Holly Marie Combs, her home life is her dad, played by Cliff DeYoung, who's a good enough guy. Mm-hmm. He's married. He's remarried to the woman from Blame It on Rio.
Michelle Johnson.
Michelle Johnson, yes.
And it's not... It makes sense that young Michelle Johnson in that movie would turn out to be this girl.
Yeah, that's actually true. I think this might be a shared cinematic universe.
It really works. And actually, I think...
Because she's like, listen, I fucked Joe Bologna.
Wait a second.
No, she fucked Joe Bologna, she blew Michael Caine
on a beach.
So I am... You're saying right now, I am deprived of Dr. Giggles 2 where Michael Caine fights Dr. Giggles.
Yeah, that's right.
He finds out he busts out of the retirement home. He's like, you took her from me!
No one's allowed to kill my abusee but me.
Yes.
Hey, she sucked my dick on the beach. Get back here, Giggles.
My victim. Mine.
Man, you know what's great is like people like still finding their way to the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you just watch them on Twitter and they're like, I'm about to check out the Blame It on Rio episode. And I'm just like, see you later. And then cut to like 90 minutes later and they're like, I fucking threw up watching that. It's really fun.
It is fun.
Because they have
it's fun to make
no idea.
Keep... Yeah.
No how, idea what
how
that
horrible
movie is.
It is. Just how horrible and depraved.
This movie's way better than that.
It is. I would recommend Dr. Giggles more than Blame It on Rio. It's not to...
are you sure?
Yeah, I think
just
so.
A little bit more?
Just a lot. The doctor gives her a heart monitor.
Yes.
And she has to manage her excitement. You know what I mean? No running, no blah, 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 no coffee. This, that, and the other thing. And she goes home and she's like really upset with her dad.
And outside, before she goes inside,
she's outside the house, and she's looking.
Are you okay, Eric?
Wait, what time of day is it?
It is midday. Okay. It's probably in the middle of the afternoon. She's after outside. School.
I think we're talking like 4:30.
Dr. Giggles
opens the door.
House.
Opens the door.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, she walks in.
She's outside Dr. Giggles' house, and this fucking neighbor. Yeah. Like, sniffs her heart monitor like she's a fucking dog.
Yeah.
Like, just goes up to it and, like, pokes it.
She thought
like,
it was a Walkman.
The fuck? Why would you do that?
Because let me tell you.
Oh, it's a none of your fucking business detector that's going off crazily right now.
Exactly. You know why, Chris Cabot?
She
because
thought of
people
that right after she left.
People on the street have no fucking manners.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you're walking the dog down the street, like I'll be walking my dog and people are walking by and I just won't be looking at you because fuck you in the first place. And then like people just like whistle at the dog and I'm like, no, don't do that. Don't interact with either of us. Mm-hmm. Just keep walking.
We're a team.
I'm sorry
like you.
Your fucking lonely ass doesn't have a dog. Don't talk
you
to my dog.
You should get in their face and be like, did you just make eye contact with my dog?
Yeah, that's right, dude.
You should get really, really in their face.
No, you know what you really should do? It's just like, you trying to fuck my dog? Oh
yeah.
My god, this guy's trying to fuck my dog.
This guy said he wants to fuck my dog. Did anybody else hear that?
No, I won't go out with you.
Dude, this guy wants to date my dog.
I think that's a great thing to do to somebody.
This guy wants to take my dog out for an Italian dinner.
Yo, you want to share spaghetti with my dog? Fucking creep.
Oh man, the kiss in the middle, it's awesome.
My dog will not go on vacation with you. That's disgusting.
You know, what if the dog falls in love? Is it that bad?
Yes.
I guess because it's a person and a dog.
Your dog can't consent.
You
Eric.
Want That's... my dog to meet your parents?
No. She can't handle gelato.
Your dad's Robert De Niro?
No, his dad's Mike Huckabee.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess you'll need a new dog.
The Scott Peterson of dog people.
That guy loves killing dogs.
He does.
Oh, man. So a bunch of rowdy teens, including Dougie Doug, his lady friend, one of the dudes from PCU and some other girl.
Yeah, so like two, they're like a two couples go into Dr. Gill's house.
Two horny ass couples, man. Oof. Well, they go in this abandoned house, and the dude from PCU, who I think is the guy who like... eats a bunch of Alka-Seltzer and pretends to have a seizure.
Yeah, he also gets electrocuted, right? No, he's hammering signs on the trees.
Yeah, he's the stone. He's one of the two stoners.
Oh, the right. Skateboarder.
Yeah.
Guy.
So he's like, "All right, Dougie Doug and your lady friend, now you're just locked in this house, and we're gonna leave you here." And I was like, "That's unfair. Don't you know you're in a horror movie?
This house of tetanus?
Like, also, don't break into a fucking house in the middle of the afternoon. Like, it's the golden hour, and they're, like, kicking this door in."
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It's not even that scary in the golden hour, either. Like, you want to do that at night.
Well, that's what, again, because I didn't remember any of this movie. Fucking wipe that memory clean. But I was like, is most of this movie going to start in the afternoon? Like, there's nothing scary about the afternoon.
Well, Dr. Giggles is a little older in years. He gets started a little earlier. Oh, he wants to be done by 9.
That's true. He's in bed by 9. He's eating dinner at 4:30. That's true. I think Larry Drake is funny in this movie, but like, what a totally unmenacing horror villain this is.
I think he's great.
It's Pun Town. Like,
oh yeah.
Here's a pun. Here's a pun. Here's a pun. Here's a pun.
Yeah, like, I didn't think it was gonna start that way though. And man, do they really pull that lever though?
Every one of it. It's like almost all of his lines, other than "Daddy, I'll do it," and like that's kind of it.
Yeah, I do think seeing on the IMDb that like I think Ted Danson was considered or other some of the
Matt Frewer, man.
Matt Frewer would have been cool.
I think that Larry Drake is the best of the bunch. I think he's exactly what this movie needs.
Other than Ted Danson, yeah. That would be something, huh?
Because like, Ted Danson has like the comedic chops for it.
Right. Becker was basically just Dr. Giggles.
It was.
I think Frewer would do better with the scenery. Okay. He would shoot it a bit more than Drake does here.
He's also like kind of creepier. Like Larry Drake's just
like
he's
got this slender man physique.
Yeah,
so.
But this is like a creepy fat, which is a special kind of creepy.
He's built like a fucking doorway, dude. You're not taking down Dr. Giggles.
That's true.
Now, I feel like you could though, because I don't think there is as much like husk to that musk as you think there is.
Well, he moves like an angel. Like this guy really can like exit out of a room without anybody knowing.
He really does glide.
True.
So he murders Dougie Doug and this other woman in quick fashion. He like injects, I don't know, toxic waste into Dougie Doug.
The street trash venom or something.
Yeah, like, exactly. And then you see Dougie Doug's like insides vomit out, and then the other woman like gets murdered off screen or something.
Yeah, I think it's she knows she's about to get it, and this is probably one of your NC-17 cuts to cut out of that.
I mean, there just needs to be a fucking director's cut on video. Mm-hmm. This was what a missed opportunity.
Well, this is 100 minutes?
Yeah, a little under.
Okay, so yeah, if you could get me like a 2-hour cut, I'd be into it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jesus, do you think they edited out 20 minutes of gore violence?
They said there was no way we can't give you an X rating when they when they first saw it. Oh, so wow. There's probably quite a lot.
That was because of the ass to ass with Dr. Jiggles.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's true.
And that scene was 20 minutes.
We need that put back in.
How many dollar bills do we have to throw to stop this? Keith, Mr. David, could we stop all of this?
No.
Some of the giggling that Larry Drake does in this movie, he kind of sounds like a hooting owl.
Yeah, he's having a little bit of fun with it. You think he's always giggling, or that's a little bit of ADR giggling?
Oh.
There's some ADR giggles.
Yeah, there's probably some ADR giggling going
but
on.
But I bet he laid down the track.
Oh, okay. Of course, yeah.
Oh, those giggles were all Larry Drake, I think, is the idea.
They better fucking be.
No one is arguing that.
Did they bring, they might, maybe a secret Welker.
Oh, a secret, shit.
I think he plays that
additional
lady's dog.
Additional giggles voices. and Erica the dog, and additional giggles. There's the credits. Erica the dog, additional giggles.
And pained gasps.
Yeah. An engine start.
Yeah.
For which he was paid $500,000.
Oh, and by the way, for some reason, the mic didn't pick up any of Cliff D. Young, so it's entirely overdubbed with Frank Welker.
So Jennifer, who is our lead, is going to meet her boyfriend, Quinn.
Ray? That sounds right.
Oh, it could be a Ray.
Jeff?
Oh, a Jeff, that works.
She's going to meet her boyfriend, who's Mark from Roseanne.
Just call him Mark.
Mark from Roseanne,
there you go.
So she's going to meet him at like the point where everybody's going to go.
Max.
She's going to meet Max at the point where everybody's hooking up and stuff. And she goes there, you know, she has an awkward conversation mm-hmm. with her dad. It's your classic, like, just give your stepmom some time.
And I actually think Wikipedia is right on that, though.
I think that might be.
I think she moved in with them. I don't think the marriage license has been signed yet.
Right, yeah. It's kind of like, it's getting there, though. It might happen at any moment. Serious.
Doesn't she make some mention to Max, though, about, like,
since our wedding?
My dad, blah, 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 married this woman. I was reading Stepmom.
Maybe there are different cuts.
Oh, shit, the Stepmom cut?
Oh, shit.
Exact same runtime. We're just dubbing words.
Trust me, nobody cares. Cut it anyway.
Only difference is one line says girlfriend and one line says stepmother, and that's it. Mm.
That's enough.
That'd be an interestingly useless different alternate version.
That's a whole other DVD you can sell.
Cliff DeYoung
for $4.
Does,
yeah, the bootleg version.
Cliff DeYoung does the famous, like, I'm getting it wet now, honey. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I kind of need to fuck now.
Here's the tragic mistake of Cliff DeYoung. Now, this girl is getting on her years. She'll be leaving high school.
Yeah, sure.
It's like towards the end of her run, and then she'll go to college, and then he could be like empty nester and have bacchanal and
fuck
whatnot.
Pad.
Exactly.
A fuck pad.
Exactly,
if you will.
Chris. Exactly.
Welcome back to Cliff DeYoung's fuck pad.
And also to your point, like, she doesn't have to move in right away. You know what I mean?
Don't
like, you go to
her nose
place.
In it.
Exactly. Wait till she's out of the house. Or,
well, she
you know,
can't
she's got
go
a heart.
Her-
she's got a heart condition. Just wait it out, man.
Oh,
just wait it out.
Dude, Cliff DeYoung, by the way, cannot go to her place because that girl's parents are home.
Well, you know what? Actually, you're reminding me of something because the heart condition, maybe Cliff DeYoung is doing the right move here because he's trying to replace her already. I'm sure maybe they'll try to have a baby real quick because this one might not work out.
Oh, well, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean,
a backup?
Yeah, a second child. Yes.
I think the big problem is Alex Winter keeps going up to her and he's like, hey, Jennifer, remember when your mom was 3 years older than us when we started school?
Shut up, Missy!
That is a great gag.
It really is a good gag.
So she goes to meet up with Max
at this like summer carnival, I believe is the idea.
And Max is just like drinking Jack out of a bottle.
Because he is fucking cool, man.
And she's like, you know, I can't drink tonight. I have this heart condition. And he's like, bummer.
It's one of those like, oh, sorry, baby. Doesn't mean I can't tie one on.
Yeah.
Well, we're missing the introduction in the scene back in high school of the DTF girl.
Oh, yeah.
Who walks past, who is introduced by saying she wants to mount two men like mountains.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She called them Twin Peaks, actually.
There you go.
They're like these two blonde, like, mimboed twins.
And I thought they were going to come back and they were going to get murdered. Like, I thought they were going to be part of the...
I certainly wanted to see them dead.
No, the ones that got away?
The Binklevoss twins or whatever the fuck they are.
Once they heard where the Dr. Giggles broke out, they're like, we have to leave town immediately.
Yeah, totally. He likes murdering medical anomalies like twins.
The girl, actually, the DTF girl, as we'll call her, was on Beverly Hills 90210 playing a maniac lesbian.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah.
Wow. Could Kelly... you explain for everyone, including myself, what a maniac lesbian
is? Well, she was a lesbian who was murdered on the police force and then came back as this indestructible monster.
No.
That's Maniac Cop.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry.
Andrew, even though homosexuality was removed from the DSM years ago, but on television, as of the early 90s, it was still made you fucking crazy. So she was in love with a protagonist named Kelly, and she was so in love with her that she burned a house down with her. She's like, if I can't have you, no one can. I'm a crazy lesbian.
With her mind?
Drew
Barrymore?
She's like, we're all going to hell.
It's a fire starter.
it's a we're all going to hell tonight situation.
This sounds
It just
like,
doesn't play well when you rewatch that series in a present context.
A special 90210 directed by David Lynch.
Why would
I was
going to
ask resident 90210 expert Steve Sadek. That sounds like a late in the series plot line.
We're in college at that point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're in college.
Yeah.
I think it's before Brenda left, but it's after Brenda left. We're in decent country.
Luke Perry is applying for his AARP coffee card.
Brenda, I get really great discounts.
Did he die of old age yet or what?
Luke Perry? No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I didn't hear. I haven't heard of him in a while. Someone should check. So I'm just saying, call your parents.
Oh, my God. Luke Perry as Dr. Squints.
Oh,
Dr. Squints, the ophthalmologist.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty great.
What kind of sex would he have with Dr. Giggles? I guess it would be oral?
Mouth stuff for
sure.
Yeah,
definitely.
Glasses play?
Is there?
Well, there's the sequel, Dr. Squint's Mouth Stuff.
Oh, right.
Oh, Squint's, you know what? It could be like a kill scene where he like skull fucks, right?
Well, are we suggesting there's like multiple doctors, just like multiple Hellraisers? Like
the one
that throws CDs?
Yep. Cenobites?
Yes.
They're not all hell. I mean, I guess they all
They're
raise
all
hell.
They're all hellraisers. Come on now.
That's fair.
Yes, I guess they do all raise hell. So we're introduced to these two cops. One's an old guy wearing a football hat. The other one is a young rookie.
That is not regulation, man.
No, it's not. And I don't know why fucking Mr. Farkas doesn't say anything about it.
It's a relaxed police force, man. We need more of this. We need more of this.
Obviously, because they drove a Geo Tracker to this horny spot and blared a song to tell them, get the fuck out of here.
This is a pretty great gag that happens right here. Like, they pull up, they put, like, the fucking fog lights on all these makeout cars, and they start playing some tune.
Like, the party's over. I think the song is called The Party's Over.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. And the old cop is just, he, like, adjusts his 49ers cap, and he's like, this is my favorite part of the job. And he starts playing this tune, and it's kind of funny. But then they get a call that there's, like, a disturbance and blah, blah, blah. And the seasoned vet knows what's going on right here. And he's like, I bet you dollars to donuts it's this crazy old lady. And the guy's like, the rookie's like, how crazy is she? And this dude has a very peculiar line where he says,
oh God,
that this woman, quote, spots rapists in her hemorrhoid cream.
Yeah.
Figure that out.
You just think that's rat-a-tat-tat improv from yeah. this guy?
Sounds like it's something he's said before and will say again.
Probably about actual rapists. Oh, she, that lady, she just sees rapists in her hemorrhoid cream.
And it's like, sir, I'm
that
right
is
here.
Very weird.
Mm-hmm. So they go to investigate Dr. Giggles' house at this point, and we start, they're trying with a Dr. Giggles nursery rhyme, but it's taking too long. It's a long story.
Oh God! Well, you get two because when the kids come, you get the kids in the walls. We never saw the kid again.
Yeah,
it's this one where they're like Giggles Senior.
Yeah,
and his whole thing with his wife. So the wife. So okay, Dr. Giggles' father, Randall Senior.
Yes, let's explain the fucking the start of it all, Chris Cabin, the seed that planted this forest.
He was a pediatrician, and his wife got sick. I guess it was all the, you know, the laudanum started wearing off, and then it really started hurting.
Laudanum.
But so she starts getting sick, and he starts going crazy.
Right.
And he decides he's going to kill people.
Right.
Take their hearts and shove them into his wife's dead body.
Shove them into a dead body. He was trying to invent the heart transplant. The guy was an inventor.
He has a pot of hearts.
Oh, I saw.
You've got to put him somewhere.
Listen, I saw this pot of hearts movie. It was with Alan Rickman and Mos Def. It was called Something the Giggles Made.
Now, Vivian, we've got to get these hearts out of these people.
If you've seen that movie, you'll chuckle, maybe. A light chuckle.
So this is the story that Magruder is relaying to the new guy when they're doing this. And this is my favorite line, in fact,
please.
Is where was so the rookie says to him, oh, man, he was ahead of his time, but out of his mind.
That's pretty great,
and
Officer
I'm like,
Joe.
Was that a tagline that the marketing people came up with and they really, like, they petitioned for it to be in the movie?
There's no way, dude, because if that was the tagline for the movie, if you don't have the backstory, that doesn't make any sense.
It's got to be the doctor is in, you know, something like that.
I think it was the doctor is in.
I think it might be the doctor is in.
This movie is DOA.
The doctor is in, but he's out of his mind or something like that. Yeah, that's what it was.
There we go.
But what I love about these flashback sequences
that
we do get is him.
The fucking old timey filter.
Oh, yes.
Sepia.
Of course.
So you know it's a flashback.
God damn it.
And then, it looks like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yes.
And this fucking little kid is like taking the stuffing out of his teddy bears and sewing them all back
perfectly.
Together.
Yeah.
And the father's just so happy to see it going on.
Listen, if you're a doctor and you have a kid who's like doing that, it's not cute and like he's looking up to you. That kid's a serial killer.
But you're already turning into Dr. Giggles yourself, so.
Right.
You know.
Oh, I was just saying for the audience at hand.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean right now, people listening, if you got a kid who's doing that, fucking call the police.
Knock that shit out.
Yeah, certainly don't like put them up as presentation in your office.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that detail.
That is pretty gross.
Oh, ew.
So this guy, like Joe, our almost hero, hears something. He's like, oh, something's going on in this house. He could. And
almost could save the entire movie, but this fat white cop's like, forget it. Let's go. And he's like, you sure? I really think Dr. Eagles was literally right there. Yeah. I think he's just a fat guy, so I can just shoot him in the head.
This house is supposed to be abandoned. I just heard footsteps and someone definitely farted. Nah.
Definitely a fat guy somewhere in that building.
Listen, I'm telling you, there's a fat guy in this house.
I smell beef sweats in here.
And just shoot him in the head at the end of Dr. Giggles.
Totally. Yeah. Save all these lives. This is not before Dr. Giggles also murders the neighbor.
Right.
And she gets it pretty horrendously. He shoves a fucking, like, ear, nose, and throat thing, like, up her nose into her brain.
He ganks this puppet, man.
Yeah, it's definitely a puppet. And not before you get some fucking mouth cam, which is obnoxious.
Yeah.
I don't need that shit, man. This isn't an episode of Pee-wee's Playhouse.
I will say I like this movie for the gore, and I like it for the sense of humor, but it also, like, it's right before you go to Trauma Country. Like, it's very, it's almost self-aware, but it's not. Like, it's just right. It's hard to quantify where that needs to stop.
So maybe it might be that the director's cut actually saved it.
Here's my question. This is a very, I'm a guy who's into safety.
Where's this going?
I'm a cautious fella.
You got your seatbelt on?
Yeah, I wear a seatbelt every time I'm in this chair, man.
Thank you, Ralph Nader.
Recording podcasts is a dangerous business. You know what else is dangerous? I think anyway. Going on a Ferris wheel when you have a heart condition.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you won't have a sip of whiskey in a parked car, but you're going to go on a Ferris wheel?
Are you sure you just haven't been watching a lot of Final Destination? like it's just a Ferris wheel.
No, a Ferris wheel can be a little scary, a little spooky scary. Right. So she gets on this thing and she kind of lays it out for him. Like, I guess she's been having, like, problems. She's having nightmares about her mom.
It's a lot of information for a Ferris wheel ride. I'll just say that. And you know that this dude's kind of drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yeah, it's... I feel kind of bad for this guy because, first of all, I mean, I know it's her condition, but if you're in a relationship and it seems like they've been dating for a while, you would think that this would have come up. Like, this is a little late to the game to be talking about this.
Yeah, and then she's also, like, laying on all this stuff about, like, you know, my mom died and blah, blah, blah. So, like, that gets thrown in, and this dude's just, like, getting it all at once, and he's like, listen, we're on a Ferris wheel, it's the last day of school, and I'm way too drunk.
Yes.
So he does his best.
I have to get Wiley Wiggins in like an hour. So
party on the Ferris wheel. So she winds up going home, and her dad is fucking this woman. Like,
this is how this is. You know, like, what, Dr. Giggles? This is a bit much.
We hear it. We hear the moans of ecstasy.
Slaps.
The Clifty moans.
Clifty moans.
That's his lounge singer name.
Ooh, I like that.
So she, like, she drinks all this wine, looks at a photo, which she's not supposed to do.
Yeah, again, heart condition.
Oh, she throws her heart monitor into a fish tank. Like, the fish are now dead or will be soon.
Well, you'll be able to tell by that heart monitor what's going on with those fish.
She's got her hands in there and she's connecting them one by one.
Yeah, it's a heart monitor / fish finder, man.
A fish killer. I don't know.
Yeah. Zap them.
It's just not right.
Probably not a good idea.
So she winds up leaving. Dr. Giggles runs afoul, and this is like the most ridiculous sequence in the film, I think, is when our white friends who played a prank on Dougie Doug go to this kid's mom's house. They're about to have some fun upstairs.
Oh, there's going to be some sexual intercourse.
Fucking nuts.
They walk past.
Well, maybe Shaft too, Chris.
They walk past the brother playing Dr. Mario. A little bit of fun there.
Great
right?
game. Great yeah. game.
So good.
Great game.
So good.
Also a deranged psychotic doctor.
Oh, Dr. Mario, dude?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Dude, he didn't go to medical school. He's just a madman that likes pills.
He's a fucking crazy Italian with a white coat on. Are you kidding me?
He was fighting disease demons.
He's a fucking drug dealer in a discotheque. That's all he was.
Man, you just gotta go see Dr. Mario. He'll hook you up, man. Yeah, he's just right down there past the Albee Square Mall.
Luigi's mixing fucking Clorox and Advil in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Luigi. Everyone's coming out. I need a good product.
You know what, Dr. Mario? This can't last forever.
Giorgio Moroder goes on in 5 minutes.
Okay, now we have to pack Yoshi's ass with all of our drugs.
Oh, definitely, dude. That's why he was punching him in the back of the head all the time.
Trying to get the baggies out.
They better not break.
Fucking hit this dinosaur. Oh, mercy. Why do we do this show? So this is
what turns out to be a weird scene in this movie.
He walks upstairs. He's got, you know, it's just this kid. He's like 16 or 17. He's got a girlfriend, hot to trot girlfriend. They go upstairs and she's like, hey, let's have sex. And he's like, hey, great idea. But first, you know, my mom's on a business trip, right? And she's like, yeah, I know. That's cool. You know, it's just the two of us. We got the whole night to all ourselves. He's like, you know, before she left, she packed some lingerie and I took it out of her bag.
What?
Do you want to put it on?
Yeah. It's just outrageous. Like,
it's the creepiest thing.
The whole thing is like, I stole this out of her suitcase before. I think she went on vacation. Like, the parents were on vacation. Yeah. And he's like, I totally stole this out of my mom's suitcase before they left. And I was like, what is that? And he just fucking pulls out this lingerie. And you're like, what? Dress like your mom and fuck me?
Yeah.
And what? He is asking for an invitation to a backhand from his father when he gets back in this house.
Oh, he's this is therapy. Like, honestly, like, it's no violence needed. Like, let's all talk. Let's get in a room and talk about it. Hey, you know what? We're all young here. Let's figure it out.
Dad was going to have a birthday surprise.
Oh, that's also true.
But Chris, the move is you dispose of the lingerie before they get home, and you act like you're like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Right, but you know, and then
you'll think TSA did it.
The classic fuck-up, though, dude, would be he would leave this used condom in their bed, Costanza style.
Because it's 1991. She's like, okay, I'll dress like your mother and have sex with you, but we've got to play safe.
Yes.
And to this movie's credit,
in the heart doctor's office at the beginning of the movie, there's a massive poster, like an AIDS informational poster. Mm-hmm. And so then this dude is politely and rightly asked to wrap it up, to which he's got some problems.
Of course he does. Can't I just dress like my mom and give me a blowjob or what, man?
My mom doesn't use condoms with my dad.
What a weird retort that would be.
You're killing your father, Larry.
I mean, fucking in your parents' room is weird enough, but it's high school and all sins are forgiven.
Yeah.
But like...
all sins?
Most sin. Not this most. One.
Not this
is,
one.
And isn't... is it pictures of his mother that she takes off his mirror?
No, I think that's a... I think that's an old girlfriend, but you might be onto something.
Yeah, it's like his mother young, right?
Yeah, it was mom's high school photos.
Yeah.
Family vacation to Seaside NJ circa 1963.
Their honeymoon vacation to Estonia.
Don't you think my mom used to be hot?
She could have been a model, right?
Oh, that fits you perfectly.
Dude, I fucking found this porno the other day. This chick looked exactly like my mom.
So if you skipped ahead 15, 30 seconds on your iPhone app, here we are.
We're still here.
Still here.
We're always here.
He goes in there. He has some comical business because no one... That's the funny thing. Is like we always do this thing about like... safe sex. We preach
it's
up
impossible.
It's the same stupid dad joke.
It has never been hard to fucking open a condom, Tim Allen.
How do you do it? And then it falls in the fucking toilet.
Yeah, loose. It falls in the toilet. Yes. Out of the wrapper.
Yeah. Fishes it out with a toothbrush.
Probably his mom's toothbrush.
Probably because he delicately puts it back when he's done. Mm. It's disgusting. He's gonna pass that off. No, that you gotta incinerate that toothbrush.
Yeah, toothbrush in the toilet bowl. Forget it.
Luckily for everyone in the house, Dr. Giggles is en route.
Yeah, the savior of this evening.
Thank God. Yes, thank God for Dr. Giggles.
Because he goes in, the kid drops it, and he like, he's like, oh, maybe she won't notice. So he leaves the bathroom fully clothed again.
Mm-hmm.
And like
30 minutes later, okay, you were taking a dump. All right, so you want me to dress as your mother while you take a dump.
So you took off your shirt and put on a condom.
You know
30
what, Greg,
minutes.
Greg, I've been patient with this incest play, but a Blumpkin we will not go. I'm going home.
I would rather get a dagger in the jaw. Oh, wait.
Yeah, she's executed by Dr. Giggles before he gets in on this dude. She's like in the hallway. She's complaining about the air conditioning is too cold.
Oh, that's right.
So then Dr. Giggles comes in and he fucking shoves a thermometer
with some sort of little blade.
Yeah, and just fucking jams it into this girl. Done it, one and done, right through her mouth.
Yeah. And.
Should have been a rectal thermometer. You're right, Steve.
No, that's not what I was at all going.
Eric says, I totally agree with you. I read Steve Sadek's body language.
You're the one
and
that was talking about all that butt stuff.
First of all, I always talk about butt stuff, but not in this context.
That was the name of his last book. No.
Butt Stuff by Steven Sadek.
A collection of short works.
No, but...
Oh, I'm giggling, Dr. Giggling.
No one's... I've never come out of the bathroom to have sexual intercourse, and the woman that I'm about to have sex with is covered completely head to toe in a blanket. That is not a fun game.
And has quadrupled in size.
Listen, Steve, you never fucked within the orthodoxy then,
that's,
my friend.
That's very true. So he's like, oh, man, look at this mountain. Oh, my God, look at this babe. She's covered in blankets. And he even says that this is the creepiest thing out of this whole sequence. He's like, man, I've been thinking about this ever since I got my mother's Victoria's Secret catalog. Oof. And it's like, stop saying about your mother right now.
It's outrageous. It is outrageous. This, you know what? This guy's got problems. And I echo Eric Siska. Thank God for Dr. Giggles. Yes. Hashtag thank God for Dr. Giggles.
I feel like Dr. Giggles that at that moment, he's under flex. Like, ew.
Dr. Giggles at that moment is rethinking this whole thing. Like, oh. Oh, I'm doing really good. I'm doing the Lord's work right now.
It is funny when you get the POV shot of going under the blanket, then it's Dr. Giggles, and he says, like, I hope you're wearing protection or whatever.
Yes, he does say funny exactly line. That.
And then this guy gets stabbed in the dick.
He
apparently.
Cuts his cock off.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Cool.
That's great.
And you know it's a fucking Dr. Giggles rusty scalpel
although,
that's doing the job.
Although, point against Dr. Giggles, commentary moment when he leaves. And the kid is playing Dr. Mario, and like he's glazed over and obsessed with the game. He's like, Terminal.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. Oh, that's
yeah, that's
right.
Dumb. It's also, stupid. You know what? As fun as Dr. Mario was, you're not that into Dr. Mario.
Nobody
you will hear a double homicide upstairs. Well,
but what? It was funny enough. And there it reminded me of when Jason didn't kill those kids in whatever fucking movie that was.
Part 6, Jason Lives. Yes. Continue.
Okay, so
that's it. That I just appreciate that Dr. Giggles waits until
Barrett Fact 65A21.
But wait a second, was he saying terminal
Barrett Fact?
That sucks.
Jason Lives.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we should make that for movies. No one will like that either.
People will continue to not like that.
Is he saying terminal because the kid's about to lose the game?
I know because it's just like
video games. Hope. What are you playing these video games for?
It rots your mind. Of, you know, it's like there's no point to kill this kid. He's already dead.
So here's my question. I mean, going back to our thought about Mario being a drug dealer.
Yes.
So maybe that's the Koopas.
Yep.
The Koopa Troopas are just cops, and they're trying to bust. Because he's just trying to fucking get all these mushroom people high.
In America, we call cops pigs. In Italy, we call them turtles. It's kind of just the little differences.
Dude, and you know what? Mario's running all over the place. All these drop boxes getting money out of all these bricks.
Uh-huh, exactly. Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know, man.
It's kind of like Narcos. Yeah, Koopas.
There is something to this,
the
man.
Koopas are the DEA.
Just fucking hiding in the pipes and sewers. Like, yeah.
There is
a lot there.
More than something to this, I'll say. He also should have killed that kid.
And when they're in the cloud plant, like worlds, what's that? Like cocaine high or something?
Yeah.
Oh, you're up in the clouds, man. Yeah. You're fucking skiing.
High as a kite.
Totally.
And I think that the shy guys are Antifa, I believe. No, I don't know what that means. No, so he kills this kid and he cuts his dick off. Thanks again.
Thanks for that, Dr. Giggles. Thank God for Dr. Giggles. Hashtag thank God for Dr. Giggles. We go back to the house.
Bumper stickers together for that.
There's a confrontation here about the loud fucking, and Jennifer runs out of the house.
Yeah.
Cliff DeYoung is like, hey, girlfriend, possibly new wife. We have to go find her.
There's no confrontation. She's just missing. He knows that she's there. He knows that she's been drinking.
Cliff DeYoung has the confrontation with the lady.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. She's just like, oh, come on.
Yeah, she does not want to like put clothes on and go look for this girl.
You've got to fucking this is what you're getting into, lady.
She's had enough. That's the quick conversation. Yeah. Is that it's like you have coddled your daughter who lost her mother 5 months ago.
Yeah.
A little too much, Mr. DeYoung.
And I know she's got a heart condition or whatever.
And then the most disgusting part of this movie.
This
is disgusting. So Cliff DeYoung is like, fine, lady friend. I'm going to go look for my daughter. I'll see you later. And so this lady gets all upset.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes to the kitchen. She opens that freezer. Ugh. And there is a tub of plain vanilla ice cream. Bad enough as it is.
Oh, I love vanilla ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, you fucking maniacs. And then what happens, the most disgusting part of this movie, she puts this ice cream in a bowl and you get a shot. You get a look at this ice cream. It comes out of the freezer looking like soup. Yeah. That refrigerator's got a problem.
No. See, you
it is disgusting.
You've read this all wrong again. They were using it in foreplay and just put it back into the freezer.
You're right. There's like, it's like, well, it looks like there's a big scoop in there that's dick shaped.
This was supposed to be all over Cliff DeYoung's balls, but he had to go looking for you.
I will say, a little melty vanilla ice cream sounds right up my alley, but there might be a problem with that freezer. You're right about that.
Yes.
But when ice cream gets a little melty, as long as it's not on a cone, that's okay with me.
Or what if it's vanilla ice cream, but it's dressed like your mother?
It's wearing your mother's negligee. That ice cream looks sexy as fuck. Looks just like my mom's legs.
I would not lick that.
No, I would not go out with you. So then it's pretty much the grossest death in the movie to correspond with the ice cream.
Yeah.
Dr. Giggles gets her. What does he even do? Is this like a stomach pump over the head?
It's a stomach pump because he's like, oh, we must take better care of ourselves. First of all, you're Dr. Giggles. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you know what? You're not one to pass judgment, Jiggles.
Yeah, he talks about like the fat content and the sugar. And
you are what you eat, which is one of the fucking most obnoxious things a person can say to another human being.
So she's vanilla ice cream, and he puts this it's like a stomach pump down her throat, but it has like a little
worm thing that drills you.
Yeah, like a little drill bit. Yeah. I don't know what that's about. And he pumps out. You see the ice cream come out, and then it starts coming out as blood.
Right, and so she's dead. Eric, I have a question for you.
Sure.
If you were an ice cream flavor, what would you be?
Wow. No one has ever asked me something like that before. Let's just say coffee.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I'd be one of those like bourbon caramel things. I feel
raspberry swirl.
I was going to say Andrew's very decadent. I like
that.
That'd
be one of those Häagen-Dazs half pints.
But definitely double chocolate.
Yeah,
right?
No, most definitely. So she's dead, and we cut to another weird part of this movie. So those babes come back, and they're like, hey, Max, there's an orgy in the band room. You want to get in on this shit or what? What did this turn into Larry Clark's Kids?
Would you like to see me blow a brass instrument?
This is weird. So she's like,
that is funny. That is crazy.
I think the line is actually something like, me and a couple of like some kids found a room. Do you want to go? And he's like, yeah, sure. Cut to this band room where there is an outright Caligula-esque orgy in play.
And speaking of Larry Clark, someone make a mock-up poster of Dr. Giggles, Larry Clark's Dr. Giggles.
Yeah, I want to know what that's like.
Yes, please.
I wouldn't watch it, but I want to know what. You know why? Because I don't want to get put on a list.
No. Right. Yeah, so like, you know, it's this orgy going on. Mm-hmm. There's another girl that does kind of nothing.
I think this girl, the second girl, second fiddle, if you will.
Yeah.
I think she's angling for a three-way.
Yeah, she's trying to go for that.
There's one, you know, this girl fillets a saxophone, which is one of the most 90s things I've ever seen.
Totally. So I was like, shouldn't Jason Biggs be present?
she's just like, how do you play a saxophone? And he's like, well, you do this. And she's like, ah. And I'm like, come on, director. From the back of the room, like, come on, director, don't do that.
She's either blowing that saxophone or I get titties.
One or the other. Yeah, that's right. And you know what? No nudity in this movie. Kind of surprising.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sucking off saxophones.
I bet some nudity was cut out.
Possibly.
Yeah. Probably in that fucking uncomfortable sex scene.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Maybe we saw that ice cream play.
Maybe we saw the Clifty Young's bare ass.
Oh,
I'd watch that.
Fucking yeah, man, just bobbing up and down. Nice.
A lot of Clifty Young playing this episode, more than I would have thought.
I like Clifty Young.
I do too. He's a welcome presence in any movie.
Yeah, we got to do that movie Pulse 1 year. You ever see that?
That movie sucks.
Wait, the horror movie?
It's the one where the house is like killing.
It's the 80s Pulse, not the
where all the like electronics come to life. And shit.
Yeah,
that was another barely remember it situation.
I think I gotta watch that movie.
Yeah. Dude, that was in the old days, man. That was like, hey, we're doing show research.
Also, what was that movie with Dennis Hopper and Kiefer Sutherland?
Flashback?
Yes, he's in that too.
Oh, yes, he is. He's one of the cops.
Yeah.
Also, Clifty Young is also in Wild with Reese Witherspoon.
There's a lot we can do with Clifty Young.
So she, Jennifer, is like ran away from her parents, ran back to the party. She's like, fuck it, I'm already drinking. I'll make Max happy. I'll drink and have a heart attack right on the fucking floor.
I will die for this guy I kind of dated in high school.
So she comes back. Max is the other friend, upset probably that the three-way didn't go down.
Yeah.
Kind of rats them out.
Bit of backstabbing here.
She's like, oh, come on, Jennifer, I'll show you where they are. They're in the fucking flute orgy. That's where they are. And they go to the flute orgy, and the flute orgy is happening. And she's like, I can't believe you, and runs away.
Right.
Into a house of mirrors. And I'm, you know what? That's one element too many. We've got the creepy house. We've got the doctor. We've got the mental institution. We do not need a creepy house of mirror scene in Dr. Giggles.
Because it's too many movie references. When Dr. Giggles approaches the Dr. Mario house, I believe it is, there's a shot of him.
House of Dr. Mario.
He's standing in front of the house, and he's got the doctor bag and his medical coat, like the waistcoat kind of hanging low. And there's light shining directly on him, and it's a total reference to that shot in The Exorcist.
Yes.
Bonsaito gets out of the car. But then this, I was like, Lady from Shanghai reference. Yeah, is that even possible?
Well, it's every image trick you can get, like the mouth cam, the mirror cam. Like, they really throw a whole bag of shit in here.
There is only one way to stop Dr. Giggles. Is to give him a test of his own medicine. Now, doctor, he is the doctor of lies. Don't listen to him.
Oh, man, Ingmar Bergman's Dr. Giggles.
There's three-eyed exorcist.
What was I saying about that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I totally ruined it.
So they're in the mirror maze. They're running through this thing,
and it's a weird place to chase after someone trying to apologize. Mm-hmm. I will say that. Yes. And, like, Max is chasing after Jennifer. The other woman is here, the saxophone fillator. Mm. She comes along for the ride, and then Dr. Giggles is in here.
Yes. And at this point, Dr. Giggles had come to the other house. When he was there and he killed the other lady, he found what Jennifer's heart condition was, and now she's like his white whale because she has the same condition his mother had. He's gonna fix it or something. Yeah. Blah 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 blah.
And he's kind of maybe like slightly falling in love, which I think is the other thing.
Yeah, I mean, we skipped up. I mean, he at this point when he's in the mirror place, he's already killed Cliff DeYoung.
Yeah,
and he's killed Magruder.
DeYoung is okay. DeYoung makes it through. He gets cut, but not killed.
He killed Magruder.
And Magruder also talks about
his repressed
memory or some fucking shit.
Because
this is horrifying.
This is the creepiest scene in the movie. It's an A-plus moment.
So Magruder and Officer Joe kind of get into it because Officer Joe at this point is like believing everybody's tale of, I think Dr. Giggles came back.
Yeah.
And Magruder's like, fuck that shit. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. And he goes in the locker room, and they kind of like get into it a little bit. And Officer Joe is like, all right, Magruder, what is going on here? Here is a thing of chewed gum, a paperclip, and a used battery. Tell me this flashback story, Magruder. And so this guy recants this tale of how when he was a rookie, the whole thing went down with the dad. And I guess, like, what is the deal here? The town killed this man?
Wikipedia says he got stoned to death.
Which they do mention in the movie.
Which I want to see that. I want to see somebody get rocks thrown at him.
Yeah, because he, like, cut out seven hearts of people. Mm-hmm. And
so they just, it was a little bit of mob justice. They drug him out into the street and murdered him.
Sure, that happens.
Yeah.
It's a Krugering.
Yes, he got Krugered big time. And so then, I guess the whole deal was they couldn't find the kid, and the kid was missing, and blah, blah, blah. So then, like, I guess this guy, Magruder, he's the rookie on the case, or the rookie on the force, and he's assigned to watch over all these corpses that they found in the house, including the corpse of Mrs. Giggles.
So a bit of a night watch situation.
Yes. And so this dude is hanging out in this morgue with all these corpses, and he starts like hearing shit. Mm-hmm. And then this one corpse starts a moving, and then like a blade from inside this body starts cutting through.
A baby scalpel.
And this feral child
covered in blood.
Yeah, you know, erupts from his mother a second time.
Yeah,
this
man.
And
he's talking about it. He's like, it was like he was being born again.
Yeah, as Magruder lays in that little flourish.
I'm sure it would be that. No, it was some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, it was fucking nuts in there.
Smuggled him out in his mother's body.
And when Magruder finally gets it, you know, he's like, he realizes who Dr. Giggles is. He's like, this is for a lifetime of sleepless nights, and shoots him.
Yeah.
And like, aim fucking higher. And also, how do you miss Dr. Giggles?
Totally, man.
He's literally the size of a barn. The side of a barn.
Literally.
He's a big gentleman.
And he's dressed in white. It couldn't be easier.
Here's my question. Is that child actor fucked up for life?
You can't even shining that. You can't be like, oh, we're playing a movie wherein...
Exactly. Like, that kid didn't know what he was looking at and whatnot. But this is like, all right, Jimmy, crawl out of this body.
If you're the kid from Dr. Giggles, please write in. wehatemovies@gmail.com.
I want to know what that fucking onset experience was like, man. That was my only question in that scene was, what is that kid doing right now? And is he in jail?
That was your only thought?
Well...
With this...
It was the dominant thought I had.
How have you repressed this when you see the bottle that spurred this memory literally every day in your desk?
Oh, that's right. He totally has like this bottle of liquor that sets him off.
I haven't drank that in 35 years. Lie.
Call it
yeah, big time.
That's from yesterday.
Call it the giggle glug.
I haven't touched this bottle in 35 years, but I've touched dozens of bottles like it.
Yes.
And like basically Jennifer keeps getting kidnapped because it's that movie. She gets kidnapped once by Dr. Giggles. She gets away.
Well, there's the weird... Can we talk about another gruesome thing here? The Dr. Giggles self-surgery scene?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She gets shot by the guy in the leg.
No, in
it's
like
gut
the side.
Shot.
Yeah,
it's gut shot. It's gut shot. And then
lower
it's like...
gut.
Dr. Giggles is like laying on this table... operating on himself, but then you also see like the fantasy version of like him outside his own body doing the operation.
It's kind of like that scene in Ronin with Robert De Niro. Like, all right, just move it around a little bit. Right. You're doing fine. All right, move around a little bit.
I'm gonna pass out now. Okay. Yep. Thank you, Jean Reno.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a great scene in that movie.
I'd love to thank Jean Reno for anything just once in my life and just be like, thank you, Jean Reno.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. Mm-hmm. He holds the door for me.
Matthew Broderick probably did it a lot on Godzilla.
Thank you, John Burrell. Thank you for being in this movie. Zilla. Thank you for getting that ice cream on the top shelf, John Reno. Thank you.
Well, and Tom Cruise probably said that, thank you for being part of my experience on Mission Impossible.
Do Scientologists believe in French people?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a great question.
That is one to ponder.
Definitely French aliens.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, maybe they think France is a colony of aliens.
I think France. It's like the Thetan country, man.
Oh, right. It's off the charts, or is it under the charts?
Off.
Oh,
yeah, off.
That's where all the mills are for
the Thetan mills.
That makes sense.
So
France is where they make the Thetans. Okay.
Oh, my Thetans are imported from France. Thank you.
So basically Dr. Giggles like takes Jennifer to the hospital that's under his dad's house or something.
Which, what is this facility?
Well, it's like he was like one of those old school doctors that would visit you or like tinker with you in his basement.
He does.
I think they go down the well from It. And is a whole thing behind it.
When I was a kid, I went to a dentist, and the dentist's office was in the dentist's house.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Was it fucking Clint Howard?
No. It was dentist? Corbin Burnson.
I mean, that's fine if it's
he was
like...
actually the dentist.
Oh, yes. Clint Howard was the ice cream man.
No, he was... Yeah, and Clint Howard was actually in one of the dentist movies, one or two.
Two.
There's only two. Okay. And he played one of the victims of the dentist. So in this scenario, I'm Clint Howard.
Checks out.
End of story.
You have way better hair than Clint Howard.
Yeah, I have some hair.
You know what? You got that going for you.
So, yeah,
he does kill the actual doctor at some point because the actual doctor is like trying to do a procedure on Jennifer to save her life.
And
but
it's some weird like late night thing.
Yeah, it's a fucking the Joker is in the next chair, I guess.
Exactly. Like, is there no hospital?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, Dr. Giggles should have just become a mob doctor. That would have been
Because the mafia is not picky when it comes to doctors. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Giggles, you know, he can stitch up a wound. That's kind of all you need.
He removed a bullet. That's half the game.
That's it. Removing a bullet is the mafia's heart transplant.
But when they eventually just ask him to start doing the killings, like that like, doesn't well,
exactly. You know, that's fine for Dr. Giggles
but
too.
But who would bother?
But then he's like Hannibal. He can't help like presenting them somewhere. Like he has them all in his waiting room. Like here's all my dead people.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right. Well, I mean, that's up to the mafia to decide. And you know, like we're not going to tell the mafia what to do. And you know, friend of the show. But
absolutely.
Cosa Nostra, friend of the show.
Pro mafia. This show.
The underground facility reminded me because this will be a recommend for Spooktacular month. Have you guys seen that Brian Cox, Emil Hirsch movie, Autopsy of Jane Doe?
I have. It's pretty good.
It's a good fucking movie, pretty man. Movie. And that's like a Brian Cox and Emil Hirsch are like a father-son morticians. That's the word I was looking
for.
What
are they, fucking the bodies?
No fucking the bodies, man. But they have like, it's like a house and then underneath the house is the mortuary. It's like a small town kind of thing.
And who's fucking the bodies?
No one. No one.
You always go there.
Maybe it's a movie. That's what they do in movies. Okay, sure.
Eric's watching Sleepless in Seattle. He's like, all right, who's fucking the bodies? Is Tom Hanks fucking the bodies?
He's just staying at the graveyard.
I mean, it's a movie. Someone's got to be fucking the... Is it Meg Ryan?
Eric was removed from the latest screening of Abdul and the Queen. Because he's like,
who's fucking the bodies?
He was also removed from that screening of The Killing Fields.
Judi Dench counts as a body at this point.
Oh, good God. Oh, don't bother with Victoria and Abdul, by the way. Yeah. That movie is one of those. It's this like popular subgenre
of white ladies fucking dealing with Indian people.
It's old English people terrified of Indian people until they realize that they're not subhuman creatures and befriend them.
It makes sense because we've gone from early Frears to late Frears to stupid Frears. And the last like four movies he's made are fucking
Florence
stupid.
Foster fuckface. I'm looking
also
at you.
Stupid.
Stupid Frears.
And it's gonna be that movie's gonna be nominated for a million Oscars. Because she does realize that Indian people actually have hearts and souls and whatever
sure.
else.
It's gonna, yeah.
It's going to be brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant movie.
It's like really a prequel good. The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know.
Sorry, I always have to fart when somebody says that.
Marigold Hotel?
Yeah.
Now people are fucking bodies in that.
Yeah, Bill Nye, he's fucking getting it wet in that movie.
Whose
I think Judy
body
Dench
am
fucking.
I fucking tell me whose body you want me to
oh,
fuck off.
Oh, fuck this body in this disgusting fucking hotel.
Maggie, dear, are you ready for my body?
Hey, Dev Patel, watch me fuck.
Serious question. Does he take like a little wooden spoon and tape it to his dick to keep... Like, don't,
it was
don't
injured in the war?
No, because don't tell me Bill Nighy's staying hard for a prolonged period of time. Maybe it's a hunch. Maybe it's a hunch. You know, you might be right. Some old men, but this guy, I don't know.
All right, that's fair. We'll have to ask him.
I think it's a wooden spoon taped on there.
Some Viagra, some Alestra, and then he's ready to go.
This Dr. Chamberlain, by the way, and this is the guy that we were saying looks like Kyle MacLachlan.
Sure.
Is like stabbed in the shoulder with scissors and goes down for the count. And I was like, that's lame. And then Dr. Giggles, the film, was like, no, Andrew, just wait a moment. And Dr. Giggles like powers up. So is this, he gets like electro padded?
Yeah, oh, right. He gets, doesn't he blow? No, I'm sorry. He
gets
oh,
the,
no, it's the blood pressure pad, right? Thing. Oh, my God. This dude fucking gets taught a lesson and a half. Speaking of last week, he turns into a feeble a bit. He turns into a puppet.
He does kind of, it's a little like puppet face.
He almost looks like a Cenobite.
Mm-hmm. He looks like if you left
we
the
called them Hellraisers for no reason.
Oh, right, yeah.
He looks like if you left the Pillsbury Doughboy out in the hot sun.
Oh, yeah. Get baked.
Woohoo! I'm turning gray! So it's a big. But Joe is
oh,
our
Officer
hero.
Joe, of course.
Officer Joe is our hero because he is the only one in the town that believes Dr. Giggles is a threat.
Right.
The chief is like, for some reason, drop it. It's like, why?
Yeah.
He goes to the hospital. And Jennifer is there. She's about to get operated by Dr. Giggles. Joe saves her. Like,
yes.
Not yep. more. Then he stumbles upon Dr. Giggles' waiting room of the macabre, apparently.
It was kind of a cool thing, man. So, because in these slasher movies, you're like, where is he putting all the bodies? Jason, very lazy. We're just throwing them in the woods. A bog of some kind. But this is like, he has made this waiting room. Like, Dougie Doug's corpse is reading a magazine? Mm-hmm. Kind of cool.
That would take Dr. Giggles a long time to do.
Yeah, well, he was watching the Beetlejuice scene and was like doing it right, correct, the right way.
One of them is dressed up like a football player.
So Officer Joe stumbles in. He fights Dr. Giggles. He saves Jennifer's life. Her boyfriend kind of shows up at this point.
Yeah, he shows Max up kind right of comes after. In. Yeah.
And like at some point, like he falls down. He goes, ow! And he's like out of the movie entirely. Like,
he
like breaks his arm or something. And like Jennifer's been like, she's got a heart condition. She's like been prodded by Dr. Giggles for an hour.
She walked in on that orgy a few minutes ago.
She's like taking Max by his hand. He's like, ow.
No. She's dead. Yeah. She's just dead. She's been dead by now.
In the rescue scene for this, when Joe comes in, great thing is Dr. Giggles is throwing hearts at him.
Oh, right, because from his pot of hearts.
Yeah, from his pot of hearts. But these are recent hearts, Chris. These are the hearts of everyone that was a victim so far.
Mm-hmm. Dougie Doug.
All the other ones went bad.
At some point, Dr. Giggles uses the paddles on Jennifer. Because then, like, I think it's Max, or is it Officer Joe? Someone does CPR.
Officer Joe
does Officer Joe.
Because, I mean, like, this movie should end with Jennifer and Officer Joe.
Right.
Not going off together romantically, but like, wow, we've been through it.
Surviving, yes.
Surviving.
And you know what? I think it's interesting because I think we sort of kept this out of the picture until now, and I think it's an important detail to bring in. Officer Joe happens to be African American.
Yes.
And you know what the movie thinks about this? The hero of the film? This dude is not only fucking set on fire, but a bone saw is shoved into his spine.
He is killed. Four times. Killed four times over Cheatin' Max, who fucking was slack-jawed over watching a fucking saxophone get blown. Like
Cheatin' Max, that dog. He's been, just like Kristen Stewart, he'll cheat again. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Takes one to know one.
You can do better, Jennifer. You can do better.
Oh, wait. A possible love interest is a black guy. Go back to Cheatin' Max. Because that's the movie's like, oh, course correction.
That's just locker room talk Max was doing.
Officer Joe applied to be in one of my buildings. I put a C on his application. It's for cop.
Cop.
Yeah, good call. It's for cop.
Oh, the president's a racist.
So Officer Joe is murdered four times before he hits the ground. It's fucking horrible.
Hit by a golf club.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Into a window where his gut would have been stabbed open.
He would have got Tony Goldwyn. And that's a fucking bad line, too. Because Dr. Giggles is like, time to do the thing that doctors do best. And fucking pulls a golf club out of a bag.
At a certain point, Dr. Giggles just gets a gun. And that's going to do. Dr. Giggles like, you know what, dude? Dr. Buns be damned.
If we're going to continue the doctor thing, he should run someone over with a BMW.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's actually true. While high on his own Quaalude supply.
He's like firing wildly. And like, I think he gets Joe with one of the bullets.
Joe, I think, gets shot. And then he gets set on fire.
Yeah. Oh, he's totally set on fucking fire, dude.
And nobody like, runs to put him out because they've already gone.
Except for Dr. Giggles, who puts him out only to put a bone saw in his spine.
This is the death Dr. Giggles should get.
Yes, he should get.
You tap the body 50 times. You know?
But the house is on fire at this point because Joe set it on fire because Joe is killing Dr. Giggles. He's like, oh, you enjoy yourselves, white couple. Oh, I got it.
And then this is where I feel, because I was totally on board with this movie until here, because this is the end of the movie. The house fucking explodes, and you're like, all right, cool.
That's the practical effects. It's the 90s, and we love to blow up houses in movies.
Dr. Giggles was also electrocuted at one point. There was...
That's the end.
Yeah.
We're at the hospital now.
The house blows up. You think Dr. Giggles is dead, and now Jennifer's getting her procedure.
Oh, right. She's actually having the thing done. And then Dr. Giggles comes in and he's like, his face is all fucked up. And this doctor is like, this other doctor is like, who are you? And he's like, I'm her doctor. And I was like, no, you don't let a person with a fucked up face like that in an operating room.
No, wait for me to do my bit.
Yes, exactly. He stands there while he takes out the prop fucking chest.
His dead ringer instruments.
Yeah.
One after the other, and then finally finds the one to kill this doctor with.
Yeah.
And he puts it through his face.
Right. Oh, right. He's like made his own medical tools and whatnot.
Carrot top of surgery, I guess.
No, it really is like dead ringers. He has like, there's a separate Larry Drake who's like a more swinging dick type guy.
I like this.
But he's the genius and he can do this stuff.
So then like Jennifer gets off the table and whatnot and winds up like electrocuting Dr. Giggles. He gets up again.
Well, she puts water all over the floor. He steps in it and she uses the paddles on him, which is pretty good.
You know what, Steve? That should do it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker gets up again.
Yeah.
And she takes one of these tools and, like, shoves it in his face. And finally, this dude is fucking done. She has the unfortunate move of doing the old take two and call me in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And Arnold's like,
hey, that's my line.
Let's all relax. That belongs to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Granted, that movie wouldn't come out for another 6 years, but...
Still, it only took 3 tries to kill Dr. Giggles. Officer Joe had to have more.
Yep. But to be fair, and I got this from the novelization of, because Dr. Giggles gets
novelization?
Yeah, Dr. Giggles is stabbed in the heart, and then he looks at the camera, and he does actually say in the movie, oh, is there a doctor in the house?
Yeah.
But the novelization, which I'll pull open here, says, and then he died, for there were no doctor puns left to make.
Yeah.
It was beautifully written in the
novel. Do you think that he would have lived if Jennifer didn't steal Take Two and call me in the morning?
Yes, if he had one more to do.
Like a cat?
It makes him powerless. Like you have to like grab the puns from his mouth before he could say them.
Yes.
Right? Okay. I like this.
It's weird. This is weirdly like the studio cut of Night of the Living Dead. Like the black guy and the heroine are like left in there to die while the white couple goes off and is fine.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And we get a little button on everything here. Cliff DeYoung has survived the night, thank God.
Jennifer has heart surgery. She's like, she's barely breathing. Cliff DeYoung comes in. His side is all thing. And then Mark has this little dinky arm cast. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here, man.
He's got a dinky arm cast and he's like hungover.
He's mostly hungover, I think.
But then this is so stupid, man, because they start making out and like the EKG meter's going. No. Shut up.
Also, by the way, you still cheated on me. That had nothing to do with Dr. Giggles, in case you're wondering.
Also, by the way, good luck to Cliff DeYoung on getting laid again. Because wait, okay, so your wife died. We don't know how. No one says that in the movie, right?
No, she went in
routine surgery.
Yeah, Jennifer says she went in for routine surgery.
And there you go. All right, yeah, that's a good line. And then this girlfriend, soon to be wife, presumably, also dies.
Right. Well, you can chalk like that up to Dr. Widow. Giggles, though.
Cliff DeYoung and the Black Widow.
I think they call that a tarantula.
Yeah. Cliff DeYoung as tarantula.
I like it. Now, I wasn't looking at the screen this point, what with it being Dr. Giggles, and I knew the movie was over, but does the heart monitor, do the little heart waves start turning into hearts?
Well, no, it goes faster.
Oh, you're acting like this movie's above that.
It's just going faster because she's getting horny.
Right, yeah, and then we cut to nothing, which brings to mind the most important question. How was there not a sequel to this movie?
I have no idea.
I agree with you. There should be.
Like, what? Did the rights fall into limbo? Who the fuck owns Dr. Giggles? Let's get on it.
It's a good premise.
Yeah.
It was a fun performance. It's a fun movie. It should have had 2 to 3 bad sequels.
Exactly.
Well, maybe because Larry Drake did Darkman right after this. Maybe it was just too long.
Oh,
maybe he was filled up. He had his streak then.
Mm-hmm.
Darkman, Darkman 2, Darkman 3.
LA Law.
Which one's Die, Darkman, Die? I think that's 3.
The third one.
Yeah.
I think that's the third one.
That's when, and it's Arnold Vosloo takes over the role.
Oh, right.
2 and 3 from Liam Neeson.
Francis, my face looks like garbage, but don't worry about it. They're going to take you. I'm Darkman.
Darkman, that was another show research evening at the old WHM headquarters.
I like Darkman.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Larry Drake in Darkman.
Yeah. Would anybody recommend this movie?
I would, yeah. I am shocked. I'm actually kind of glad that there's no sequel. We're going through these stupid Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
Yes.
Imagine it was just Nightmare on Elm Street. Just imagine.
What a world. Hey, you know what? What a world.
I think that this is kind of that. I mean, not that this is on par with Nightmare on Elm Street, but it's just a fun one and done, and it's like the only one you have to ever worry about. You watch Dr. Giggles. You have seen Dr. Giggles.
you probably enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, and I actually kind of like the fact that I agree. I recommend it. It's like the fact that they do throw all the like camera tricks they can in there.
Yeah,
it gives it some flavor, and it like it keeps you going with it, even when the kills are kind of limited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, well, there's 17. So the body count was 17.
Oh wow,
that's not bad.
It's a high body count. It's just clearly like fairly censored.
Yeah,
yeah, I would recommend it as well. I would say after you watch it, listen to that one Dr. Octagon album because he samples bunch of shit
from
it. It's so good.
Yeah, I would totally recommend this movie. It is totally bizarre though to watch something like this and there's just not more of it.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time that happened.
It feels like a franchise.
Oh yeah, because I mean, shit, a fucking crazy doctor, that's easy enough to do, man. Mm-hmm. You can have all sorts of copycat killers. You could raise him from the dead. I mean, you could do anything.
Has there ever been a I'm thinking now, is there a franchise of crazy doctor? Like
The Dentist, which that's two, but, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
But like that wasn't as pop. I think this made more money than The Dentist did.
I don't know. I'm not Box Office Joe or whatever the fuck.
Joe Blow or whatever the box office Joe.
I guess that's what it is.
Joe. I'm going to tell you what sank and swam this week.
The international box office is eating us alive.
That's Dr. Giggles, directed by Manny Coto. For more WHM, check out our website or find us over the HeadGum Network. Or check out our Patreon, patreon.com/WeHateMovies. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We are at WHM Podcast, of course. And right into the mailbag, WeHateMovies@gmail.com. Rate and review the show wherever you get it. We would greatly appreciate it. Catch us at the Jacob Burns Film Center. October the 27th is a Friday night, man. We are riffing I Know What You Did Last Summer on 35mm during the Jacob BFC 4th Annual Halloween Movie Marathon. BurnsFilmCenter.org for tickets.
I do want to quickly mention something because they do appreciate it when we mention them. We have a subreddit as well.
Right.
On, it's /r/WeHateMovies, all one word.
Okay.
Just want to, you know, grow that community a little more. I think there's over 2,000 probably Secunduses in the dad room or whatever they labeled it. It's they have fun there. Go have fun.
Go mess around. You know, people. A lot of Redditors get a bad rap, man, but not the people on the WHM sub. So check that out.
Yeah, some of them deserve it, but yeah. not the good people in the WHM sub.
There are Redditors on many sides.
Yes.
So next week on the program, the Halloween Spooktacular continues. And Steve Sadak, what are we talking about?
We are talking about Scream 2.
Ooh.
The knives keep on. Knife Man's coming back. Hey, it's me, Knife Man.
Oh, look out.
Get ready, Omar Epps.
Oh, man. Hey, Jada Pinkett Smith, don't go to the movies.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Totally. I mean,
not a good one, but you know.
Now, you know, good for us. Good fodder, as they'd say, Steve. So until next week, when we go back to Craven Country, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Sometimes. That is better.
Zombies have entered the building. They're at the door. They're coming in!
It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Seen one too many movies.
Nah, Sid! Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
What's the fucking
motion in the van? What an excellent day for an exorcism.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.